I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
8:45 on this Monday morning, Kritika Mallikarjuna is the senior editor at TV Guide, and on Monday she tells us what we need to watch this week. So a Tuesday, what is this, Frankenstein's Monsters Monster Frankenstein? That's crazy.
Yeah, it's this one is a really interesting mockumentary from Nick Kroll, who, and like Arrested Development writer Jon Levenson. Mm-hmm. This one's a good one for you if you finished Stranger Things up last week and you were like, I can't believe what that last Hopper scene. I need to be emotionally uplifted again. This is definitely the pick for you because it stars David Harbour as himself and as his father. So you get a lot of David Harbour in this one, and he just gets to be so goofy and so funny, and it's such a dramatic turn from the part he plays in Stranger Things that I think it will make a lot of Stranger Things fans very happy this week.
So they're smart. They're providing you with a little dessert after
Yes,
that.
Yes, exactly.
And then Wednesday, what is Pearson?
So this is the Suits spinoff that everyone's been buzzing about a year or so, and it's premiering back-to-back with, I believe, the final season of Suits on Wednesday, and it's all about Gina Torres' character, Pearson, who, used to be at the firm at Suits and then had to leave because, you know, she sort of fell on her own sword in, like, a very noble way so that the firm could survive, and now she's in Chicago, and she can't practice law, directly anymore because she's been debarred. So she finds herself becoming a fixer for the mayor of Chicago. And it's a really interesting journey for her.
Okay. Well, I mean, the mayor of Chicago needs a fixer these days. So comedians getting coffee in cars. This is another Netflix.
This is the one with Jerry Seinfeld where he just, picks up his buddies in his, like, cool vintage cars and drives around the city or sometimes even outside of the city and just talks to them about life and comedy and their careers and sort of how they got where they were and really anything that, like, sort of pops into their own natural discussion. It's a really interesting look at what this unique subsect of famous people are like when they're with their own friends.
I can imagine that it feels like, having drinks with them.
Yeah, kind of. And, this season's got, like, a really cool lineup. Like, I would want to get a drink with Eddie Murphy, certainly. Mm-hmm. And Seth Rogen, like, Jamie Foxx. Like, there's a lot of cool names coming up this season that whose stand-up you've probably watched and been like, wow, they seem so cool.
Do they just tell jokes the whole time, or do they ever share something about their life that you didn't know?
You get a lot of the latter. It's not just jokes. The show is it definitely delves into their lives and their, the things they had to overcome to get to these sort of points in their careers.
Yeah. Because you can take about 10 minutes of hanging out with people who think they're super funny. And then after a while, it's like, all right, can we get past your constant need to crack a joke? So, all right. Well, maybe I'll give that one a shot. I remember you mentioned it last season or last year, and I didn't see it, but that one seems kind of interesting. Kritika Mallikarjuna, the senior editor at TV Guide. Thanks.
Thanks so much.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.